We're doing Michaz Ani, Shemuna Bitachon, and we're up to page Ches, the letter Tes. Kasher zacha sechel adam lirot amitat metziuto yitbarach. When one's mind is purified to the point that he can recognize the truth of Hashem's existence. And that's where the Chazon Ish was leading us. In the last eight sections, the Chazon Ish was discussing, how can I recognize Hashem's existence? And he said, look at the order of the world. And he took time to analyze the tremendous mechanisms of the functionality of man, be it his eyes, be it his ears, be it his hands, be it his speech, be it his immune system. So the Chazon Ish says, look at the order in the world, look outside, look inside. From that, recognize the Creator. And he didn't say it's going to be so simple. As the Chazon Ish writes over here, when a person can finally recognize intellectually, notice the Chazon Ish is not talking about faith. He's talking about understanding. He's not talking about a tradition. He's talking about seeing the truth of Hashem's existence. Blessed be He. Miyad nichnas bo simchat gil en kitz. Right away, he is injected with a phenomenal happiness and exuberance that is limitless, that knows no bounds. Venishmato ni'ma alav. And his soul, his existence is pleasant for him. Because the Chazon Ish began the book and said, there is this question that plagues man, and sometimes man feels like his whole existence is pointless if he can't answer that question, does God exist? And when man feels that he's wavering, so then his whole existence is in question. And so when a person can answer that question, so then he is suffused with this great happiness. And this is where we'll have to pick up. We're out of time.